Welcome back to another episode of Kyan and Jay.
It's so spooky. Welcome to our Halloween episode.
Ooh.
The ghosts are quaking in their boots.
Exactly. I mean, Halloween's already happened, but like, it's still Halla week.
It sure is.
And it's Halla Friday.
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm. Why don't we talk about Halloween?
Halloween's a great time of year.
Some would say it's their favourite holiday. Is it yours?
I think if I grew up in America, then 100% yes, it would be my favourite. But probably not. I like Easter.
See, I feel like Halloween would be your favourite just because like you have that kind of like, you had like a goth vibe growing up.
Yeah, it was a bit spooky.
Yeah, and yeah. You were like into Batman. I feel like Everybody would love to dress up.
It was fun. I loved it. And also like I had like a small suburban little area that I grew up in, so everyone got into it and it was great.
When you go to Halloween, you've got to dress up. Otherwise you don't get treats, right?
Of course, it's like the rule one.
Exactly. And did you always find yourself getting to last minute, like freaking out to find a costume, or were you like a significant planner? Like, did you plan in advance, like what you're going to wear down to the T?
I was very much a just throw it together at the last second and hope that it looked like something. And sometimes you would just go as a tradie because all you had was your dad's clothes, but it's fine.
Exactly.
Yeah. What about you? Did you plan them?
I feel like some years I did. One year I remember going around to my friend's house and we like all matched. And then another year, my friend and I, we went as like escape mental prisoners. But then most years it's just kind of slapping something together.
Yeah. I never really had, because you'd go to a party store and you'd see all the costumes and they were either like the lamest thing you'd ever seen in your life, or they were super expensive, or they didn't have like the right character. They'd have like Velma, but not Scooby and Doo.
Love Scooby and Doo. They're my favourite. I've always envied the girlies that would like plan.
Yeah, that'd be nice. And they'd all like couples costumes.
Yeah. Like, how does it feel to have your life together?
Right. It's living my dream. I remember I used to watch all the shows, like American shows, ooh, and they'd all dress up and they'd have their little group costumes or, you know, couples costumes. I'd be like, oh, I can't wait to do that one day. And then you get older and realize Halloween doesn't matter at all.
Unless you go to a party though.
That's true. You could go to parties.
We should dress up as B1 and B2 and go to a party.
Yeah, that was like, yeah, that was my outfit at school at the book parades.
B1 and B2.
B1 and B2.
Okay, maybe we need to branch out and become a little bit more like.
Hmm.
I will say though, nowadays, everybody's starting to go as like memes or like an internet personality.
Yeah.
And I am loving it.
I feel like it started with, damn, Daniel.
Yes.
Those guys.
With the white Vans.
Yep.
Yeah.
If you know, you know.
Have you seen many of the photos online? Like, do you have any favourites of cosplays, I guess, that people have done?
I'm a big fan of, you know, when there's salt and pepper and cumin. I like those ones when there's three of them, but obviously, like, so they just had to make a third character. I like those ones.
It's like salt, pepper, and garlic salt.
And he's just here. Yeah.
I saw this group of people, they dressed up as everybody from Dramageddon in like the specific outfits that they wore in like all of their apology videos and like their videos. So one person dressed up as Jeffree Star with the pink wig accusing James. One person dressed up as James Charles with his tracksuit. Another person dressed up as like, I think it was Tati. And then another person did like, I think it was Laura Lee.
Oh my gosh, they're all there.
Literally, it was the gang. They were back together again. World peace.
What a weird time in life.
Honestly, I want to go as something like iconic like that.
I'd probably go as Kermit the Frog. If I had a big group of friends, we'd all be Kermit the Frog, but in his different meme pictures.
Would you be the one sipping the tea, falling off of the roof, or like, what are the other ones?
There's one of him just like in the dark, in the background, with the hood on.
Oh yeah, with the hood on.
Yeah, that would be me. Anyway, you need like 12 friends for that, I think. And you all have to be a different Kermit the Frog. Iconic.
I'm legit having an epiphany. Like, that would be sick.
Yeah. See, this is why I need Halloween to be a bit more of a big deal around here. Because I want it to be a big deal.
But why can't you make it a big deal?
Because no one around me wants to make it a big deal.
The initiative, Jade. You got to start it.
I'm an entrepreneur.
Exactly. An entrepreneur. To be honest, I actually also want to dress up as Tana Mojo just because I think it would be funny. Like, the specific video, the, like, he fucked me with a toothbrush. That video.
Oh, yeah. The classic Trisha Paytas chicken nugget video would be pretty good.
Yes! Or, like, the crying on the kitchen floor.
Anything Trisha, really.
Wait. Oh, my... Yeah, I would just dress up as Trisha.
Yeah. Should we all be Trisha?
We could be, like, one person could be the chicken nugget, one person could be emo Trisha, mm-hmm. one person could be, like, the traveler Trisha, the one that does, like, the barmaid TikToks.
And the mum Trisha.
The King Tut Trisha. The Egyptian one, which is, married with a donkey. Oh, my God. I am doing that next year. 1,000,000%. I'm doing that next year. I'm going to write it down on my phone. I'm dressing up as the Egyptian King Tut, Trisha Paytas.
Great. I'll be a different Trisha and I'll meet you somewhere.
Exactly. We're gonna figure this out.
Yeah.
It'll happen. We're saying it right here. It's on record.
I hope it happens.
Do you think it's weird though? If you were a famous person, people were dressing up as you, would you find that weird or would you find that cool?
I feel like it'd be like an honor. You'd be like, oh, you're dressing up as me for Halloween? Wow. Thank you.
See, I feel like I'd be... It depends on, like, what kind of me they're dressing up as. Like, you know, if they're just dressing up as me, full stop, I feel like that'd be weird. But if it was, like, me from an iconic moment or, like, an iconic video,
then
it would
be funny. Like Britney Spears. If you're going to dress up like her, you dress up as, like, when she wore the flight attendant outfit in her music video. You wouldn't dress up as her just walking down the street. It's a bit strange.
I remember this one time when I was trick-or-treating when I was younger. There was this full-blown adult male. It was at the time when, like, Miley Cyrus came out with Wrecking Ball and all that kind of stuff. He dressed up as Miley Cyrus, like, on the stage where she twerked on Robin Thicke.
Was it iconic?
To be honest, I was quite weirded out by it. By looking back at it, it was iconic.
Yeah.
It was iconic.
He had a great night.
Exactly. At the time, I couldn't appreciate the value of what he was achieving with his life. But if I could go back now, I would take a photo with him for starters.
Of course.
Duh. Like,
yeah.
He's Miley Cyrus.
Oh my God.
But I'd also, like, give him a high five and tell him he's sick.
Yeah. It was a thinker. He had to dwell on it for a bit.
Exactly. And it was, like, it was groundbreaking.
Yeah. I mean, who else is doing that?
Exactly. No one. Like, never seen before in my hometown. But talking about, like, hometown and stuff like that, what was your trick-or-treating experience like?
It was fun, especially when I was little, because we had, like, this main street near Manly, and that was, like, the Christmas light street, the Halloween street, the Easter bunny like, it was the street for anything fun for kids. So we'd all go around to the houses trick-or-treating, and then, like, you could venture off into some other streets. The other streets were weird. Like, they had some weird people that lived in those streets, and we understand why it was stay in this street.
You just had a gun pulled on you.
We got yelled at one time. Someone literally screamed at us because, like, they had all these flowers outside of their house and every other house in the street was all decorated, and we're just going about and we walked up to their door and we went trick or treat and they screamed at us. Oh, I still have the trauma. Anyway. They screamed at us to get off their property, don't break the flowers.
I would have stomped on the flowers.
I know, I wanted to so badly. I think about it every night.
Like, why yell?
Right?
I remember, actually, when I was trick-or-treating, there was this... We knocked on this old couple's house. We're like, trick-or-treat, and they didn't have anything. So they went and got a thing of biscuits out of their fridge. And they're like, the mint slice biscuits. Like, the fucking bomb. Like, the best biscuits. They brought them and said, oh, we actually don't have anything, but I've got these. Open them up in front of us and let us take a couple each. And I was like, oh...
That's so nice.
I know. And yeah, he's like, sweet. I remember his lawn always being perfect. Like, just always. It was like it was fake, but it was real.
Wow.
Yeah, crazy. But he was really lovely. I had such weird experiences trick-or-treating. Where I grew up, there's a lot of houses when I was younger that were getting built because it was like a fresh estate kind of thing. And it was kind of like all the kids in the area would go and hang out in these houses that are like half being built. And we would just do that, like go climbing through it and like play games, play hide and seek, play chasey, all that kind of stuff. And I remember on Halloween we went in there and we were originally going to go scare some people because we knew that our other friends were coming. We went in there and tell me why there was like a much older group of kids in there that scared the absolute shit out of us. Like, I dropped all of my lollies on the floor. Like, I dropped everything and I bolted, like my life depended on it. And the worst part was, is they scared us on the second level. And I remember specifically there was this guy and he had, you know, like the Friday the 13th mask, like the Jason mask on. He was in the roof and he came down and went, rah, like that. Yeah. And I was like upside down.
That's terrifying.
Yeah.
Jeez, I don't mind getting yelled at.
That's not actually, but it was in the theme of Halloween, so it was okay.
Yeah.
I would have done the same thing if there were younger kids. The fuck? That's what I was there for. But my other friend didn't even get scared. I was like, are you a cyborg? Like, do you not feel emotion? How did you not get scared by that? She was like, and she's just laughing at me because I like freaked the fuck out.
Is she a cyborg?
Exactly.
Still unanswered.
I'm not friends with her anymore either.
Good.
Yeah.
She sounds scary.
Yeah, she's like the Terminator.
Yeah. Speaking of scary things on Halloween, do you remember when everyone was dressing up like clowns and just like chasing cars and stopping people and...
Yes, and just like sitting in the middle of the park and they have like a knife with them.
Yeah, and it was all fun until someone actually like got stabbed and killed by a clown. Because like it was a harmless prank before that. And then someone actually went a bit cray cray and ruined it for everyone. And then it was more of a, if you see clowns, run!
Yeah, I remember being absolutely fucking terrified. And on Halloween too, like everybody was dressed up as a clown, so you couldn't tell which ones were like the weird ones.
Yeah. Did you ever see one in the wild?
Mm-hmm. Oh my, I actually have a really good story. So this wasn't on Halloween. I think it was like, it was the same week though. So I went over to my friend's house. It was the Friday because the Halloween was on like the Wednesday or whatever.
Yeah.
And I went over a house because I was staying over. You know, as teenagers, like young teenagers, you're like, let's go to the park like at night because you're like, we're so cool. We went there. We were chilling at the park. And then out of the bushes comes a fucking clown and he's got a machete. God. And I look at my friend and I said, we need to go now, like pronto, on your horse, let's go. She is like, she started shit talking him. She's like, fucking come at me, bro. You're not going to do shit. And he started chasing. I was gone. I was like, if you're not going to follow me, I I'm not dying first. Have you seen the movies? If you wait around and you act all stupid, that's how you die.
Mm-hmm.
So I was out of there. I was like, I don't care. I'm gone. So I bolted back. I looked back and my friend was still at the park. And I was like, she's dead. She's gone. I'm going to have to tell her mum that she's passed away.
Yep.
Everything.
What happened to the clown?
He just like ran and then stopped. Didn't do anything. It was just there to, like, scare people.
I would have never slept again.
I was so scared. And then, that same friend, we watched all these horror movies together, and I remember being wide awake on her couch, not being able to sleep, because I was, like, so afraid that the room was going to start floating from the, like, paranormal activity.
Uh-huh.
Did you ever watch that? Like, Paranormal Activity? Like, horror movies on Halloween?
No, I never watched horror movies until I was, like, 17.
I'm jealous.
It was a very Christian household. We weren't allowed horror movies in the house.
Yes, especially like the exorcism and stuff like that too. That would have been like a big no-no.
Yeah, no. We had our own version of horror. It was called Paramonty. Every now and again, my sister, Monty, would sleepwalk or like grab random things in the night. And one time she was standing on top of the bed just holding the light. So it's Paramonty. Because what the fuck was that? Like, stay in bed. Oh my God. You weirdo. Anyway.
Maybe we should dress as that for Halloween. Paramonty. Yeah. We'll just go all around. Like, I'll be the bed. You can be the person with the light bulb.
Yeah. That sounds good. Everyone will be like, wow. Bravo. Best like, thing what ever.
Paramonty.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know? Look it up.
Mm-hmm. There's a whole page on it.
So Monty was just like born and raised iconic.
Yeah, pretty much.
You know on Halloween how like some people, they go and throw rocks at people's houses and like toilet paper and eggs and shit like that. Did you ever indulge in that or be the victim of that?
I was never involved. I didn't hang out with those sort of people. The naughty kids. My friends were the really smart ones so that I would always pass as well. I was actually really dumb. Anyway.
It's like, oh, she knows them. She's smart.
Exactly. And I never really heard of anything happening to anyone. I think everyone was kind of chill around my area. What about you?
Was that like the fancy area?
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it's the rich
that's
area.
That's probably why then, yeah. I got egged.
Oh.
So I was trick-or-treating with my brother and like a couple of my friends and we're walking at the end of my parents' street and there was these people driving around in this car and they were like blaring music, rah, rah, rah. They weren't dressed up. They were just like laughing and you could see they were like throwing shit out of their car and I was like, oh my God, no, they're going to throw something at us. And so they come up to us and then they just start ditching eggs out of the window at us. And like before we could even react, we're like, oh my God. And then, so I got covered in egg. My little brother, I can't remember if he got covered in egg or not. I think he might've, don't remember. But my friend stood behind me. She was thinking smart.
Yeah. That's a very wise move in that.
Exactly. And at the time, thinking. I was much taller than her too. So
good on her.
I'm still pissed though, because it ruined my night. I had to go home, shower of all the makeup that I'd spent 2 hours putting on. Because I'm pretty sure I went as like the Cheshire Cat or something like that.
Jeez, wow.
Which like, I did that all myself. All I wore was black and just like cat ears and a tail and then did like the massive big smiley face. That was fun. But I had to wash it all off because it was covered in egg.
That's so sad.
I know. So what I did was I threw a rock at their car.
Did you smash anything?
No, it bounced off. So I was very sad. But then my brother went home as well because he was upset. And then we all kind of just got changed and went back out trick-or-treating again. And we kind of told everybody to watch out for it. But as we were walking past all the horrors that had been happening from this car. We followed where the car went. Jeez. And it was just like all these people with like egg on them being like, and houses and shit like that. That was funny. Did you ever have like a designated house that you knew was going to have good lollies?
Yeah, there was this one house and it was like the popular girl at my primary school lived there, and they were really rich. But her dad was like the nicest person ever and would always have so many lollies, just like in buckets pretty much. And you know when they say like, just take one lolly and then you get to take them?
We could take handfuls.
Yeah, you take your handful and then you walk into their house and they'd have it like a haunted house throughout the whole thing, and you'd come out the back. Oh my gosh, I used to go through there just like 5 times in a night.
That's sick.
I know.
We had a house like that. We called it the mannequin house because throughout the year it just was like mannequin. There was like a mannequin at the top level always. There was like 5 of them. And they were just all staring out. But on Halloween they went out, like they went full crazy, like so much stuff. I remember one year they had like a massive spider web strung throughout their whole entire house, like all the way out the front and stuff like that. Wow. And they had like all these little coffins that would come up and there'd be like hands and stuff. And the owner of the house would sit there in a little witch costume, but like it was an optical illusion, so it looked like she'd decapitated her head and was holding it. And like you'd have to get the lollies that were in her hand and she'd like jump at you whenever you went to get them. He was sick. Didn't have good lollies, but it was like such a cool experience.
Yeah.
But then we had this one rich house that always had the good lollies. Like, you know, if you were going to go there, you were going to get like a full-size chocolate bar.
Yeah, they were the good ones.
And like the Chopper Chops and stuff. Like the name brands, not like the Woolies brand.
No, it wasn't just like a box of favourites chucked in there. It was the actual big ones.
Do you see yourself in the future being like a good Halloween host, as in like having like the good shit to give to people, or are you just gonna be cheap?
I hope I have the good stuff. Did you ever go to people's houses and they had like homemade stuff?
Yeah, or like they'd bring out like apples or
yeah.
And I was like, they're like, eat healthy, kids. And I was like, no. Mm-mm. You don't eat anything that's not wrapped.
No, and then they'd give you Mentos and you're just like, what the heck, what am I meant to do with Mentos?
Like, does my breath stink?
Yeah, you tried to trade it with someone else. That no one wants your Mentos. You're stuck with Mentos now.
Exactly. Or you just throw it out, honestly.
Some old person will eat it.
Exactly. Or a bird, maybe.
Yeah, like maybe.
A stray cat.
Something out there will. Just not you.
Exactly, because you're worth more than a Mentos.
Yeah.
I've never understood the healthy mums that are like, have an orange, darling. Or they like offer you water. I remember there was this one house that we went to, and every single year they would only offer sliced oranges and bottles of water.
Jeez.
Like, who do you think we are? And the thing is you'd try to avoid the house and they would come to you on the street. No, they literally come out to you on the street with like just their little horns and their normal clothes, and like you can tell it's one of those mums. And like her like little workout clothes, and she's like, hey darling, oh you look so cute in your little outfit, here's an orange. And you're just like,
keep it away.
Yeah, literally I like would hide my box.
Like, I'm not trick-or-treating, I just look like this.
Yeah, it's just my life.
Yeah, honestly,
I think we should actually start doing like Halloween dress ups all year round, because dressing up is fun.
Yeah.
I was talking about this the other day, and I think that should be like a thing, because there's people that cosplay, right? Isn't cosplaying just what people do on Halloween, except it's just normalized?
Yeah.
So why can't we do it all year round? Like, that'd be sick.
Yeah, like kids can do it. I saw a kid in a bumblebee costume the other day.
Like, why can't I go to work dressed as Bumblebee?
My office a job, my adult job as a bumblebee.
I would go dressed up as Pitbull in a heartbeat.
100%. Imagine the bowl cap.
Oh my god. But that's what makes it good though.
Yeah, because so funny. Like, I would love to be a wig wearer, but I just can't bring myself to, like, the upkeep of having a wig on every day.
And also the wig community is really toxic. Like, if you don't have it laid properly, if you don't have it in the right, like, if it's not centered, if the part's not right, they, like, murder you for it. That skin you alive. I've seen people like absolutely tear other people to shreds and they're like, it's a costume wig. And they're like, oh, my bad.
Calm down. It's not that deep.
Like, get over yourself. Like, why can't people have like a raggedy shit wig? It's their body, their head.
Yeah. Yeah. Why does it matter to you if I come to work one day with red hair and the next it's blue? It's none of your business. I just dyed it real fast.
Just get like the trashy AliExpress wigs. They're like $12. They're like... You, like, they get one little drop of water on them, they just turn into, like, the most disgustingly matted hair.
Yeah, that'll be my hair.
Mm.
Lucky for me, no water touches me because I'm actually a mermaid, so I gotta be careful of that no matter what. So.
Is your name Emma, by any chance?
It actually is Emma.
Oh my god, I didn't know.
And the condensation.
Really? The condensation really gets you, Emma?
It does.
Oh no. Thank you for listening to this week's episode of Kyan and Jay.
We hope that your week is extra spooky.
And don't forget, it's Scooby and Doo.
Yeah. Scooby and Doo on this boogity boo.
We'll chat to you next week.
Goodbye.
Follow us on our social media. We love you very much.